the All-Star Parade of Bands. From Basin Street, a happy home of fine music here at 51st Street, near the heart of Times Square and Broadway, the National Broadcasting Company and the American Federation of Musicians, as a contribution to the United States Treasury Department, presents the All-Star Parade of Bands, featuring the nation's finest orchestras and musicians. And on the star podium for this broadcast transcribed, it's Louis Satchmo Armstrong. NBC and the United States Savings Bond Division of the Treasury Department take pleasure in presenting the All-Star Parade of Bands and wish to remind you that there is no finer investment than United States Savings Bonds. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the star of our show, the man you all know, Louis Armstrong.
Father.
Yes, sir. Tell him,
Louis. What is that, Daddy?
Great.
And now, folks, we're going to open up with the... Little Shadrach, and when the saints go marching in, baby. Oh. Yeah. There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Took a trip to the land of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Took a lot of gold, made an idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Yes, he told everybody when he heard the music of the trumpet. And he told everybody when he heard the music of the flute. And he told everybody when he heard the music of the harp. Oh, yes, you must fall down and worship the idol Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Couldn't fool away the golden idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I said you couldn't fool away the golden idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Swing me, boys! King put the children in a fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Heaped on coals of red hot brimstone, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Wind up the soldiers that the king had put there, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. The Lord sent an angel with the snow-white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children about the power of the gospel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, you couldn't burn a hair.
Hey, what Billy Carl said.
On the head of Shadrach. Yes, laughing and talking while the fire jumping round. Nebuchadnezzar called Hebel when he saw the power of the Lord.
Yes,
and had a big time in the house of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh, 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 Abednego. Saints go marching in. And when the saints go marching in,
I'm marching in.
Yes, I want to be in that number. And when the saints go marching in, now when the saints go marching by, yeah, I would like to hit the number. You can buy the begotten's clarinet with it. Marching in, I win the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number. Here come Tommy Young and his trombone wailing.
Some opening tunes in my life, but never like that. And as long as we're mentioning openings, we should mention the fine guys in with Louis Satchmo Armstrong. Trummy Young on trombone, of course. Bonnie Bigard on clarinet. Billy Kyle at the 88 of the Steinway. Evel Shaw on bass. Indeedy. And good old Barrett Deems is back there in the percussion section. A little later, we'll hear from that gorgeous, wonderful vocalist, Thelma Middleton, too. Right now, Louis, we got winging, as they say in music, so much on that first number that I think it's a good time to take time out and give everybody a breather and ask a baseball player a question. He'll tell you it's spring training, of course, and plenty of practice and advanced preparation that pays off on a baseball diamond later on in the season. It's kind of a lot like life itself, wouldn't you say? Would you say that, Satch?
Yeah, I'd say that.
I'm with you. You know, it's planning ahead that pays, though, seriously. And that's why buying United States savings bonds is such a wise way to approach the future. And you can accumulate a fine collection of bonds over a short period of time merely by planning ahead. Setting aside definite amounts of money regularly for savings bonds. And these bonds will pay off with extra dividends, too. They'll pay back $4 for every $3 you invest. And even more if you hold them beyond maturity. You know, United States savings bonds are one of the finest investments you can make, so plan ahead for the things you want later on. Begin buying United States savings bonds now, either where you work or where you bank. You'll enjoy tomorrow more if you plan for it today. Louis? Where did you get that amazing red hat?
Well, I'm getting ready to lay one on Dizzy and the Bopping Boys.
Cool it.
Yeah. Supposed to be the whipping boof, but it's the bopping boof we're going to play there, yeah? Tables up at Birdland, the place where Dizzy dwells, with those beards and funny hats they love so well. All the boppers were assembled, and when they're really high, they constitute a weird personnel. The riffs the cats were making, they were crazy, cool, and gone, lady. Oobie doobie, oobie da, and the rest. Yes, let them beat their brains out till their flatted fifths are gone, and they'll pass and be forgotten like the rest. Yes, they are poor little lambs who have lost their way. Bop, bop, bebop. Yes, they are poor little sheep who have gone astray. Bamba, dubby, 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 bamba, yes, yes. Oh, Dixieland music, they all condemn. But every wrong note those cats play, they think it's a gem. So Lord have mercy on all of them. With that baffy bopper, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yes, for that bopper, da-da-da-da-da. Very hot, those ones, those ones, be-ba.
Louis, that was... That was a lot.
That was a lot.
I hear that you don't have any animosity toward Diz at all, though.
Well, no, we...
I understand you exchange salt and pepper shakers and everything.
That's right, we're neighbors, man.
That's what I heard.
You live around the corner, and I live around the other corner there.
And never the twain shall meet. Louis, what are you going to do?
Well, Velma's coming up now. What'd you like to check, honey? Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah. You're just in love. Velma Middleton. All is singing, and there's no one there. I smell blossoms, and the trees are bare. All day long, I seem to walk on air. I wonder why. I wonder why. Jesus. I'm talking in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies, not twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why, yeah.
Pops, you don't need no analyzing, man.
No.
It is not so surprising.
Oh, yes.
That you feel very strange but nice.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-dee.
My heart goes pitter-patter. Pops, I know what's the matter.
Yeah.
Because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder.
Oh, no.
You need someone who's older,
oh, no.
Rubbed down with a velvet glove. There is nothing you can take,
oh, yes.
To remove that pleasant,
oh,
ache.
That.
You're not sick, that you're in love. It is not
there.
So surprising that you feel very strange but nice.
Look at Velma. All day long,
pitter-patter.
Seems to walk
Pops,
on air.
I know what's the matter.
Why.
Because I've been there once and twice.
Swing it, Velma. Swing it on down.
Drape your head on my shoulder. You need some chick that's older. Rub down with a velvet glove.
I've lost my appetite.
There is nothing you
in
can say to remove that groovy ache. You're not sick, Pops, you're in love.
What do you mean, gal? I don't dig you.
Oh, you know what I mean, and you dig me, too. You're not sick, Pops,
you're in love.
Velma Middleton.
Everybody.
Velma Middleton. Oh, bless your heart. It's always so wonderful to hear you, too. I'd like to remind any of those folks who might have tuned in late that we're broadcasting over NBC, of course, from here at Basin Street, right in the heart of New York City, where some of the finest sounds in the musical world happen. And they do happen here. And, Louis, I have the faintest idea what you're going to do next.
A little muskrat ramble.
A little muskrat ramble.
Yeah, yeah.
Go.
Thank you.
Billy Bigard. That was one of those things where I almost couldn't get a word in edgewise, and I wanted to say that that was Orville Shaw playing the magnificent bass solo, too, so we got everybody in. So wonderful. You know, a good suggestion is to let United States Savings Bonds help you plan and save now to make that proverbial old phrase someday come a lot sooner. First, decide on a definite amount you can set aside regularly, and then try to do just that. Regular savings grow rapidly, you know. Before long, you'll have enough for your first bond, and then another and another. And long before you thought possible, you'll have a fine collection of savings bonds to spend on things that were always far off in the future. And remember, United States savings bonds pay back $4 for every three you put in, and even more when held after maturity. Extra dollars to add to your own, so how about it now? Instead of hoping for things someday, plan and save for them today. And begin by buying United States savings bonds. It's wonderful. They are. It's grand. Barney McGuire just gave me a message from Louis, and that's what they're going to do. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so wonderful. What can we tell you? Except that it's time to go. A little theme music as we say goodbye from Basin Street, right here in the heart of New York City, where all the wonderful things in music happen. You've been listening to the All-Star Parade of Bands, presented as a contribution by the National Broadcasting Company and the American Federation of Musicians to the United States Savings Bonds Division of the Treasury Department, and transcribed in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. Remember, there's no finer investment than U.S. Savings Bonds. And for the nation's top orchestras, it's this All-Star Bond Parade.
Enjoy your Grand Ole Opry tonight over most NBC radio stations.